Maseches Meiser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dad, Karshine Meiser Sheni, Ya'achalu Tzimchonim, V'nechnasin L'Yushalayim V'yotzin. The Karshanim, which are a food which are not necessarily eaten by people unless it's a situation of Dochak, of famine, and they are Meiser Sheni, Ya'achalu Tzimchonim. They must be eaten when they are not totally mature, when they have not totally ripened. You can bring them to Yerushalayim and you can take them out, although regular Ma'aser Sheni you cannot. The Karshinim, you can bring them in or out of Yerushalayim. Nitmu, what happens if they become Tami? Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yischalku le'isos, v'chachamim omrim yipadir. Rabbi Tarfon says, should take these koshinim and mix them into a dough, each totaling less than a beitza, an egg's worth, such that the law of bittul will be invoked, and the koshinim will be nullified in the dough, because he holds there's no reason to try to save the kedusha on it, because it's not really necessarily food anyway. However, the chachamim disagree. The chachamim say you should redeem the karshinim's value with money and buy more Meiser Sheni with it. Beis Hillel says, Shor matara v'shafin machlum betuma. So if you are mashke them, if you get them wet, or you use them for flavoring for some type of meat, it has to be done with until sidaim, so it shouldn't become tame. However, you can feed it to a behemoth, you can feed it to an animal when they're tame. Don't have to treat them as tuma. Shammai omrim, Shammai says, Yachlu tzared, you should eat them all dry. Rabbi Kiva Omer kol maaseh seyan betuma, because they are not technically considered food. A person does not have to be careful with the laws of purity regarding these karshinim. And this is Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Rav says, this is not the halacha. Maseches Meiser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay. Maus Chulin, Umaus Meiser Sheni, Shnis Pazro. If I had money for, that was regular money, and money for Meiser Sheni, and they get scattered, Leakate the Meiser Sheni, Ad Sheyashlim. If you start picking up the coins, the Meiser Sheni, and then you don't know if the last part was, the Rav says, you go and say, whatever I've picked up, it should be Meiser Sheni. And even if it wasn't Meiser Sheni, allow the kedusha to be transferred onto those coins. V'hashar chulin, and everything else is chulin. In palal v'chafan, if it's just mixed up, you just take a handful, by handful, l'fi cheshbon. You go according to how much Meiser Sheni money was there and how much chulin was there, such that if you had 100 Meiser Sheni coins and 200 regular coins, so you say you divide it up. And the first third is Meiser Sheni, the second third is chulin. Zaklav is the general rule. Hamislaktim, the Meiser Sheni. Hanivlalim, the Fiyacheshbon. If you're gathering, it goes according to Meiser Sheni. If it's all mixed up, it goes according to the amounts.